inside, get in the bath.
Can I have a word, please?
I'm in my dressing gown.
Can I come in?
I'm in a rush, Mum.
It won't take long.
Well, do you mind if I get in the bath?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
Only I'm supposed to be meeting a friend and I'm going to be late.
I'd prefer it if you turned the taps off.
Can't this wait? I really haven't got much time.
Please, Elizabeth.
All right.
Now, come and sit down, please.
Mum, I'm not a child, you know. What's all this about?
Can't you guess?
Nigel.
That's right, Nigel.
There's nothing to tell you, Mum. It's over.
Really? And yet today, Martha Woodford informed me that the wedding was due to take place at Felpersham Cathedral next April.
Oh, busybody.
She wondered if the happy couple would be honeymooning abroad.
Well, there isn't going to be a honeymoon.
I can hardly leave the front door without someone stopping me and asking for the latest plans.
There never were any plans, not really.
But you were intending to get married?
Yes. No. We were talking about the possibility of getting engaged.
So you were planning to get married?
No. Yes. Oh, look, does it matter now? I mean, the whole thing's off anyway. Nigel and I aren't even going out together anymore. It's all over. It's finished.
And that's that.
You don't understand.
You're quite right, Elizabeth. I don't understand. I'm very fond of Nigel.
So was I. Still am.
And I think he deserves better than you've given him.
Mum, it wasn't right.
What wasn't right?
Us getting married.
It was right at the beginning of last week, but it wasn't right at the end. What changed? Did Nigel suddenly grow a second head?
No.
Did he divulge some awful secret?
No.
Well, then what made you change your mind?
We talked about the sort of marriage we'd have. He wanted me to give up my job and have babies, Mum.
You are a child, Elizabeth. Adults would discuss what they want from their futures before they even talked about getting engaged.
Well, I don't know why you're blaming me. Nigel was involved too, you know.
Nigel adored you. He always has done. Goodness knows why. He's always done whatever you wanted, and time again I've watched you abuse his trust. I don't have to be Einstein to have a pretty shrewd idea who suggested you two get married. Am I right?
He didn't have to agree. Anyway, it's not as bad for him now as it is for me. Everyone keeps looking at my finger for a ring.
You expect me to feel sorry for you?
You are my mother.
If I thought you had an ounce of genuine feeling for that boy, I might. But I'm afraid it's not you I feel sorry for in all this mess, Elizabeth, even if I am your mother. It's Nigel.
There you are. Another table of satisfied customers.
Another table of drunken fools with more money than sense who probably won't ever come back.
But they're regulars, actually.
Oh.
Things have changed quite a bit round here since you've been away.
Hello. A glass of decent red, please, Nelson.
Of course.
Hello. I haven't seen you in here before.
Likewise, I'm sure.
I don't get away from the city as often as I'd like. I'm a journalist.
Oh?
And you?
I'm a landowner.
Well, I can't argue with that. You're from Scotland, aren't you?
Very astute. You're obviously in the right job.
Your red wine.
Lovely.
Excuse me, I think I can hear an altercation breaking out in the kitchen. I'd better go and referee.
Yes.
So you're on Fleet Street, are you?
No, I work in Birmingham, actually.
Oh, a provincial rag. Only, when you said city, I automatically...
There's nothing wrong with Birmingham. It is our second city.
Oh, absolutely. So, what do you cover? Golden weddings, baby shows, that sort of thing?
Actually, I'm doing a feature on corruption in one of the local councils.
I expect you're very ambitious.
Yes.
Well, I wish you all the best.
You think a lot of yourself, don't you?
You have to in this world, I find.
So where's this land that you own?
Apart from the estate in Scotland. Oh, I've just bought the old Bellamy estate in Ambridge. Do you know it?
You're Cameron Fraser.
I am indeed.
I'm Elizabeth Archer.
I know.
What? How?
Caroline pointed you out to me on Monday. You were on the village green.
So you've been winding me up?
You'll have to learn to play it a lot cooler if you want to get on in journalism.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Hello, Cameron. Have you two met then?
Yes, we've been having a nice little chat.
I'm sorry, Jean-Paul, but short of scraping it all off, there's nothing I can do.
Green from a can? I have never heard of such a thing.
Nelson, you knew. You deliberately didn't introduce us.
Who, me?
Could I have a mineral water, please? Lots of ice. Hello, Jean-Paul.
Excuse me, I think my bechamel is burning.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
I expect free drinks for at least a week after that. Dad?
Do you remember this?
What?
It's music. Remember, I played it for you at the interval of The Importance of Being Earnest.
Oh, yeah.
You bought the music. Do you remember? We'd taken Nell into the vets in Borchester because she had kennel cough, and you went to the music shop and you bought these songs without words.
Dad?
What?
You know when you feel sick and almost everything you can think of makes it all slightly worse?
Well, no, not exactly. Why?
Yeah, well, you playing the piano is making me feel quite a lot worse.
Oh. Well, sorry, I thought it'd brighten you up a bit. And I do need to practice.
Yeah, but not now. Did Mum ring Nigel?
Well, I think so. How are you feeling?
Just pretty fed up. As soon as I make my mind up to get up and do something, I feel sick again. But I'm never actually sick. Apart from this morning.
Sounds to me as if you've got a bug.
Mm. You've got a visitor.
Hello, Lizzie. Hello, Mr. Archer.
Oh, Nigel.
How are you feeling?
Not too bad, now Dad's stopped playing the piano.
Oh.
You shouldn't have bothered coming up. I'll be fine by Monday.
It's no trouble. I wanted a little chat, anyway.
Phil?
What? Well, I better get back outside. Hobble around on my sticks and offer everyone unwanted advice. I'll see you later, Nigel.
If either of you want a cup of tea, just give me a shout.
Okay.
Thanks, Mum.
How did you get on a little burly?
Oh, fine. And the other places. I had a good time. Till this morning.
Your mother told me what happened. Poor Lizzie.
Oh, I'll be okay.
I saw Cameron last night at Nelson's.
He said he saw you come in. I was on his phone.
Oh, did you ask to speak to me when you were on the phone with him?
No.
I just wondered. I heard him say...
Oh, I asked to speak to Nelson. I was in this really cute wine bar, and I wanted to tell him how much better than his it was.
Oh, well, I suppose he was being honest about that.
Was something the matter?
Look, you know my grant that the Borchester Architectural Trust turned down?
Yes.
It was because of him. He's on the committee.
What do you mean it was because of him?
Well, Caroline told me...
Oh, Caroline. Well, she would, wouldn't she?
She told me Lord Netherbourne had said he spoke against it at the meeting.
Well, he must have had a good reason.
The only reason, Lizzie, the only real reason, is that he's jealous of my being friendly with you.
Oh, rubbish.
It's true. He told me so last night when I asked him. First of all, he said something about it not being one of the most urgent applications.
There you are, then.
And then he more or less told me that it was a warning. And if I saw much of you outside work, he'd use his influence against me.
How?
Like that. It's blackmail, Lizzie. And it stinks. I want you to see exactly what sort of a person he is. He can't spoil our friendship. I might be a lot of useless things, Lizzie, but I'm not evil.
Nigel!
I'm only saying this for your own good. Look, because I'm fond of you. You know that. Please, Lizzie, believe me. It's true. He's bad. He's not what he seems. And he's not good enough for you.
I've managed to find a few biscuits. There's nothing else in the house.
It's okay. I'm not hungry.
I don't seem to have much time for luxuries, like proper meals. Not for the last week or so.
Are you okay?
Me?
You look tired.
I'm fine. I'm used to it. Anyway, you're the one who's been feeling poorly.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about.
Elizabeth.
I haven't been ill at all. I'm pregnant, Cameron.
Just say that again.
I'm going to have a baby.
Are you quite sure?
Yes, I did a test and it was positive, and I've been getting morning sickness.
I see. And I presume I'm...
There's nobody else, Cameron. It must have been... Well, when we...
I remember. Have you seen a doctor?
No, I wanted to tell you first. You've been away and I couldn't tell you on the phone.
Does anybody else know?
Only Mum, she guessed. And she told Dad.
That's a pity.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. What's the matter?
Lizzie.
All right, I know it wasn't planned, but Now that it's happened...
Well, we'd better not waste any more time. We'll have to do something about it.
Cameron.
It's all right. You can leave it to me. I'll find the best place and book you straight in.
Cameron, what are you saying?
I'm offering to pay for you to have an abortion.
But I don't want to have an abortion.
Oh, be sensible. I don't see there's any alternative.
Cameron, of course there's an alternative. This is our baby.
No, so long as we do something now, it's just an inconvenience.
Is that all I mean to you?
Now, Lizzie, calm down. You're still a young woman. You must think about your future, your career.
You really don't care at all, do you?
Lizzie.
Don't lie to me, Cameron. As soon as I told you I could see.
No, I won't pretend I'm overjoyed. No, I'm not. But I do care. Honestly.
No, you don't. You don't care for me or the baby. You just want to get rid of it. You...
Oh, okay, go on. Call me what you like. But I'm only trying to do what's best for both of us.
You mean what's best for you. You think it's another problem, and as long as you pay enough, it'll go away.
Oh, if that's what you really think, then it's no use my arguing with you.
You never even asked what I wanted. You never even stopped to think.
Okay. I'm sorry. Maybe I should.
Just forget it. It was stupid of me even to think that you might have wanted.
Lizzie, come on. This won't do any good.
Don't touch me. Don't come near me.
If there's anything else I can do
for you... It's too late for that. I don't want your money. I don't want anything else from you, ever.
Why wouldn't you talk to me?
I wasn't in the mood. Sorry.
Come on, Elizabeth. I was leaving messages all over the place. Not once did you bother to ring me back.
I didn't see there was anything else to say.
What do you mean?
You made your feelings very clear last week.
Well, I've been thinking about that.
Yes.
Perhaps I may have given you the wrong impression. I'd hate you to think I didn't care about the baby.
Well, that's what it sounded like.
No, nothing could be further from the truth. In any other circumstances, I'd be absolutely delighted about it.
But it's not convenient at the moment.
Do you think I like telling you this? I hate it.
You haven't actually changed your mind, then.
I can't. It wouldn't be fair to you or the child.
So I was right. There isn't anything else to say.
I'll be frank with you, Elizabeth. Things aren't too rosy in the business just at the moment.
No, they're not for anybody.
I've told you about the investment consultancy in Creef.
Yeah.
Well, between you and me, the cash flow's looking a little wobbly.
What's that got to do with our baby?
It means I can't possibly afford to take on another commitment. It would be irresponsible.
You make it sound like a business plan. It's our child we're talking about.
Believe me, I know that.
All right. So you've got business problems. We'll work them out together.
If only it were that simple.
Well, let's make it that simple.
I'm sorry, Elizabeth. There's really only one sensible course of action.
Don't say it again, please, Cameron.
But I'm right, though.
Hello, Brookfield Farm.
Hello, Mrs. Archer. How are you?
Oh, hello, Nigel. I'm fine, thanks.
And how's Elizabeth?
Well, a bit quiet. Why?
I was wondering if she'll be well enough to come in tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
I do realise this news about Cameron must have upset her. And I've managed without her today. Okay, but, well, I do have a very busy week. I just need to know, really.
You've managed without her, but I...
Oh, Mrs. Archer... I am sympathetic, truly I am, but she is supposed to be my marketing manager.
Yes, of course she is. Look, Nigel, I'll get her to ring you.
If she could just let me know so I could make the appropriate arrangements.
Yes, of course, she'll ring you.
Not cross with me, are you? You said you
no,
sound...
No, of course not. She will ring you. Goodbye, Nigel.
Yes, bye.
Elizabeth, where are you?
Jill, David's just told me something very odd.
I've just had a most peculiar phone call.
He saw Elizabeth getting out of a taxi at the end of the lane. Why on earth is she taking taxis to work?
Thank God. She hasn't been to work.
I've just had Nigel on the phone asking if she'll be in tomorrow.
Oh, where has she been, then?
I don't know. But at least she's back. For an awful moment, I thought she'd run away.
Where to?
Wherever Cameron is.
What? Do you think she's been to see him?
Well, I did believe her when she said she didn't know where he was, but...
Now you're not so sure.
She wanted to see him so much. I don't know why she didn't contact him before.
Perhaps he didn't want to see her. But now the police are involved, Jill. If she knows where he is, she's got to tell them.
Oh, hi, Mum, Dad.
Elizabeth, where have you been?
I've been...
Look, we know you haven't been at work, so it's no use saying you have.
I wasn't going to. I've been to Feltisham.
Elizabeth, you haven't... You haven't been to see Cameron, have you?
Cameron? No, I haven't.
Well, then why...
That's where the clinic is.
Clinic? Oh, is there something wrong with the baby?
No, not anymore.
Elizabeth, darling, whatever's happened to you?
I went to... I decided... I've had an abortion.
What?
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Mum. I thought about it so much. So much. You don't know how hard it was. But I just couldn't have the baby. I just couldn't.
Oh, Elizabeth.
It was so hard. And I feel so empty. But I had to do it. Say I did the right thing. Please.
Sure, it's all right, it's only Nigel. She's a bit upset, you see, about this whole business of...
Hello, Nigel.
Hello, Sheila. How are you?
I'm okay.
Are you? Honestly?
Get Nigel a drink, darling.
No, really?
Yeah, we've just opened a bottle of wine.
Oh, go on then. Twist my arm.
Have a seat. Oh, won't be a minute.
Now, what's all this?
What?
Mark says you won't talk to Lizzie.
It's not that I won't. I just feel I can't at the moment. I wouldn't know what to say to her.
Wouldn't you?
I just cannot believe what she did.
No. I still feel pretty stunned.
I've been going over and over it in my mind, and I keep saying, why? Why? After all the support and love and care we gave her, to take a decision like that without consulting anyone.
I know.
Okay, she decided she didn't want the baby, but plenty of people did. I would have had it. Mark and I even offered to adopt it.
Well, you'd have had to fight me for it.
What?
I was nursing this little fantasy. I thought perhaps Lizzie would accept me on the rebound.
Oh, Nigel.
I would have married her, Shula, and adopted the baby as my own.
Would you?
But she decided... Well, she never did much go on the idea of being the lady of the manor.
There you go, Nigel. Yes. New Zealand, by the way.
What?
The wine, New Zealand.
Oh. And what's your opinion, Mark?
Oh, I think it's excellent.
We were talking about Elizabeth.
I thought you meant...
Mark thinks she made the right decision.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I said that the decision ultimately had to rest with Elizabeth, and it was her right to choose.
Her right? What about the child's rights?
I don't think she thought of it as a child.
Well, I did. I thought of it as a child, and now it's dead.
Elizabeth?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they said you were in here. Goodness, you look miserable.
I'm not miserable. I can't personally eat a sandwich by herself without being accused of being a misery guts.
I've just come from the ball. We were drinking a toast to little Pip.
Oh, that's nice.
Can you spare a minute? I just wanted a quick chat.
Oh, I bet I know what all this is about.
Do you?
It's about the baby. Thank you, Shula, but I've already had comments from Mum, Dad, David and Nigel. I don't need you to throw your pennyworth in as well.
I just wondered if you'd like a lift to the hospital tonight, that's all.
I bet. Look, I know what you all think, right? You don't have to pretend.
I haven't come to criticise you.
Haven't you? I know you all think I'm being vile and selfish.
Nobody said that. Nobody.
Well, they may as well. They think it. And you're so wonderful, aren't you?
Me? What on earth do you mean?
It must have been hard for you, seeing the baby. But you're a better person than I am, Shula. Oh. No, don't argue, you are.
Don't be ridiculous. People approach situations in different ways, that's all.
Maybe. But you managed to do it in the right way.
Oh, I don't, Elizabeth. I do what feels right for me. You can say that's selfish.
Shula, will you stop trying to be so nice about it?
I'm sorry, I don't mean to.
You make me feel like a coward.
Oh, rubbish. I won't have you saying things like that. Look, I've never told you this before, but... Well, when you had your abortion, I really thought you were so brave.
Brave? How?
Oh, I'm not saying I found it easy to accept what you did, but... Well, you made one of the hardest decisions a woman ever has to make. And you stuck to your choice and lived with the consequences. I couldn't have done it. In a funny kind of way, I admired you.
Thanks. I wish you'd told me at the time.
I couldn't.
I know. It's okay. The thing is, I know everyone thinks I don't want to see the baby. But it isn't that at all.
What is it then?
It's just... Oh, it sounds so silly. I'm frightened. I'm so aware of how I should behave, and I'm not sure whether I can do it. I mean, I keep thinking, suppose I say the wrong thing. I don't want to upset anyone.
Oh, Elizabeth, don't you understand that they'd just love you to visit and see Pip? No one expects anything.
I don't know. Maybe I've built it all up in my mind.
You have.
I can just imagine what David will say if I turn up now.
Oh, look, he's so wrapped up in that baby, he wouldn't notice if you were a bright green Martian with three noses. Dad says he expects David will be ordering nappies from the feed rep. He's just not with it at all.
Really?
Really. Tell you what, why don't you go on your own? Pop over at tea time before anyone else gets there. Then you can see Ruth and Pip without thinking everyone's watching you.
Yeah, all right. And if I can see them alone, that would be much better.
Yes. After all, the baby was only born on Wednesday. They just think you've had a lot of work to do.
Shula.
Yeah?
It's no wonder I get so annoyed with you.
Why?
Because you're nearly always right and I hate you for it.
Spoken with true sisterly devotion.
Absolutely.
Right, Lizzie. No, keep your eyes closed.
This is crazy. What's going on?
Oh, by the way, you look gorgeous. Oh, black velvet really suits you.
Thank you. Now?
Yes.
Oh, Nigel. This looks beautiful. You know, I've never seen that candelabra lit up before. Oh, it's magnificent. And the music. It's lovely. So what's it all for?
Dance first, ask questions later. Hey, mind my toes?
I'm sorry. Ooh, is that champagne I see on the table?
It is. I think we should have a glass, don't you?
Well, yes, but what about the other people? Shouldn't we wait?
How many glasses do you see on the table?
Two.
And how many people are in the room?
Two. Or possibly four after I've had a few drinks.
No, there are two, and there'll remain only two.
Suppose Julia...
Mother has had her sleeping pill, and is snoring like one of Hollatree's best porkers.
I see. So all this is for me?
Yes, Lizzie, just for you. I had a job getting 12 candles into the sconces, I can tell you. It hasn't been used for years. I was scraping away at old wax for ages.
You are sweet. Looks really pretty.
Not as pretty as you. But pretty's the wrong word.
Oh, is it?
Yes, because you look beautiful.
It's the candlelight. All women are supposed to look good in it. It's so flattering.
Spotlight, daylight or candlelight makes no difference to me. Oh, gosh.
What? What is it?
I think I need a book on etiquette for this.
You? You're the last person who needs one. You know, your good manners are the talk of Brookfield. Well, Mum never shuts up about them anyway.
Well, this is different.
Can I help?
Certainly not. That wouldn't be at all appropriate.
Well, in that case, you'll just have to stumble along as best you can.
First of all, I need this.
Champagne?
No. Hang on, it's in my pocket. I think the champagne should come after this next bit. Now, you stand there.
Here?
No, a bit closer. I think I'm getting old.
Nigel.
Give me your hand. Oh, hang on. I've got to take it out of the box. Here we are.
Oh, Nigel.
That is what the mysterious package was. I had it altered because you've got such tiny hands. I'd better not beat about the bush anymore. Elizabeth, you must know by now how very much in love with you I am. Always have been, in fact.
Nigel.
What I'm trying to say is, will you marry me?
It's... Oh, I mean, yes. Yes, oh, thank you.
Lizzie. Thank you. That's wonderful. I must be the luckiest, happiest man in the world. I'm overcome.
Oh, I love you, Nigel. Shall we have some champagne now?
In a tick. Oh, Lizzie, I can't believe it. Are you sure? You won't change your mind? It's not all a dream, is it?
It's not a dream, I promise. Oh, it's what I've wanted too. For longer than you realise. The ring is beautiful.
It was my grandmother's. She left it to my future bride in her will.
And here I am wearing it. You know, I love emeralds. And diamonds too, of course.
There's just one thing.
Julia?
I'm afraid so. Look, would you mind terribly if we kept our engagement a secret? Well, just for a little while, until I sort her out.
Until we both sort her out. Yeah, tell you what, I'll wear the ring round my neck on a chain until we can show it off.
Oh, Lizzie. This isn't how it should be. We should be able to blaze our love from the rooftops.
But we know how we feel. That's the only thing that matters. Oh, good, Dad. You're just in time. I've just cooked your breakfast.
Oh, thanks, love. I'm not really very hungry.
You've got to have something. Keep your strength up.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Thank you.
How are things in the lambing shed?
Oh, usual organised chaos. Still, David seems to be coping.
Well, David should be here soon, so he'll have time to get changed.
Good. You haven't heard from your mother?
No, why?
Well, I hope Shula's all right.
I'm sure Mum would let you know. Do you want some tea?
Oh, thanks. You know, we've really appreciated all the help you've given us this last couple of weeks.
Oh, Dad, it was the least I could do.
Well, it hasn't gone unnoticed. I mean, with all the attention on Shula...
As if I'd mind about that.
Oh, no, I know you don't, love, but... Well, I'm sure it's meant a lot to her, too.
Wish I could have done more. I just wish... Well, I suppose I wish I could bring Mark back for her.
Oh, we all wish that, love.
Oh, look at me. I haven't any right to cry.
Of course you have.
I don't know how Shula's doing it. I couldn't.
You don't know till it happens to you.
Dad, what was Grace like?
Hmm? Oh, beautiful. Funny. Strong-minded. We used to have such rows. Still, we were both very young.
You must have been even younger than Shula.
Yes. Yes, and I thought my life had ended. But it hadn't.
I suppose that's some sort of hope.
Oh, there's always hope for the people left behind. Somewhere. Sometime. Eventually.
Oh, Dad, I'm so sorry.
Oh, love, I didn't mean to upset you.
No, not me, you. Oh, now your breakfast's getting cold.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm glad we've talked about it.
Are you?
Yes. Because now we can just concentrate on Shula.
Okay, Cinders, I've come to make you an offer you can't refuse.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, I remembered it was Nigel's night for visiting his mother.
Yes.
So I thought you might fancy going into Borchester later to do some drinking and dancing.
Oh, I don't know, Debbie. I'm not really in the mood.
Oh, go on, I'm celebrating.
How come?
Mrs. Rodway bought the library table.
Oh, good.
Yep, and I got in touch with Jake, and he says he's interested in the chairs and bookcase.
Terrific.
Mind you, the library table was down to Shula, really. She was brilliant.
Yes, yeah, she would be.
Lizzie, something the matter?
Not really.
You haven't fallen out with Shula, have you?
No, it's not that.
Well, what?
It's just Shula seems to be taking up more and more of Nigel's time and attention.
But I thought
I seem to get left to do everything these days because Nigel's too busy looking after her.
Well, I know you said...
Even when he is at Lower Loxley, he's preoccupied with worrying about Shula.
He's concerned about her. He's just being kind.
I know, that's what everybody says. Hasn't Nigel been good with Shula?
But he has.
And isn't he a nice man? I know. And I know I shouldn't resent it, and I'm horrible and mean and evil and nasty.
I didn't mean that.
The fact is, I do resent it. I can't help it.
Oh, Lizzie.
I realised that when I found out he'd taken Shula out to dinner on my birthday.
Found out?
Oh, he tried to tell me, but I didn't get the message. Oh. I just about come down from that when he invited her up to help with organising the medieval banquet.
Yeah, I heard.
The two of them spent the afternoon fooling about while I did all the work. After which, Nigel spent all evening telling me about the great times they'd had together at medieval banquets in the past.
That doesn't mean anything. Oh, you know Nigel.
Do I? I'm beginning to wonder. It's awful, Debbie, but what I can't get out of my mind is the fact that he went out with Shula before he ever went out with me.
But that was years ago.
He must have felt something for her then.
Well, I suppose he did.
But how do I know those feelings won't come back? Or even that they haven't come back already?
I've never been in here before. It's absolutely wonderful.
Now imagine it full of palms, camellias, giant acacias.
And Nigel's on one of his little flights of fantasy.
A few wicker chairs, nice wrought iron tables.
A string quartet under the arch.
I thought it'd be grand, actually. Let's get the atmosphere, shall we?
Oh, don't go over the top, Nigel.
I want you to visualise it the same way as I do. I think it could be marvellous. There we are.
Oh, it's the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra now.
What do you think, Shula? Can you see what I'm on about?
Oh, yes.
I know it's a bit of a dump at the moment.
Oh, never mind the mess. It's got tremendous atmosphere.
I knew you'd see it.
Of course, it's a gem.
Exactly. And we ought to be making use of it.
Well, let's go for it then. Never mind if it bankrupts the entire enterprise.
Oh, Lizzie, do try and be a bit more positive.
Don't worry about me. I mean, what does it matter what I think if you're both convinced it's such a brilliant idea?
Look, I better be going.
No, don't rush off, Shula.
No, I've taken up enough of your time. Anyway, I'm supposed to be at Auntie Chris's by 1:30.
Yes, okay then.
Can I go out this way?
Of course, just go around the side of the house.
Great. Thanks for the tea.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for bringing the briefcase back.
Bye, Elizabeth.
Bye.
Honestly, Lizzie, whatever made you go off like that?
You did.
Me?
Gushing all over her. I knew you'd see it, Shula. I don't know why you don't just offer her a business partnership and be done with it.
Lizzie, you're jealous.
No, surely not.
But it's Shula.
I know. And after all she's been through, well, it just shows what a selfish pig I am.
Look, come on, what's all this about?
You've been thinking about the conservatory. Well, I've been thinking too, Nigel. Maybe it's time we made some decisions about us.
What about us?
Oh, turn that off, for goodness sake. I don't think we ought to stay engaged.
Lizzie!
We're obviously not ready for it, either of us.
But we are.
No, you're quite right. I am jealous. I hate feeling like I do, but I can't seem to think about anything else except you and Shula, and that can't be right, can it?
I love you. There's not that sort of feeling between me and Shula.
Isn't there? Are you sure?
Of course I am.
It wasn't you who finished it last time you went out, was it? What would have happened if Mark hadn't come along? Maybe you'd have ended up together.
I don't know. No! No, we wouldn't.
Well, I don't think we should go on with it. Not while we're both so unsure about our feelings, so perhaps you'd better have this back.
No, listen.
I'm sorry, but I've thought about this a lot. I'm sure it's the best thing.
But you can't do...
I'll see you, Nigel.
Lizzie! Lizzie! Lizzie.
I thought I was losing you, Lizzie. It was awful.
Oh, Nigel. That's just how I felt, too. And to Shula.
I'm so, so sorry. It's only because I felt so secure about us. It seemed like we were so lucky. Everything we had going for us. I suppose I wanted to give something back to Shula.
It just seemed as if you didn't care about me at all.
Listen to me. It's you I'm in love with, Lizzie Archer. You're the centre of my existence. There's no one in the world I want except you.
I want to believe you, Nigel.
Well, do then.
It's a horrid thing, jealousy. It burrows away inside like a warble fly.
Why didn't you tell me? If only you'd said.
I couldn't. I wanted you to just know.
I should have seen what it was doing to you. But I wish you'd give me a clue.
What? Like Elizabeth's confidence has been clobbered with the lead piping in the conservatory.
Idiot. Mummy and Daddy stopped talking to each other, you know? Except about things like money and repairs to the house. I don't want that to happen to us.
It's all we ever talk about already.
Oh, you know what I mean.
Look at that skylark. All the way up there.
Where?
There, look. See?
Oh, yes.
I used to come up here with Grandad when I was little and watch the skylarks.
It's a good spot. That's why I brought you here.
The final showdown.
No, not that. Honestly, Lizzie, you gave me such a scare.
You deserved it.
So are we engaged, then?
I don't know.
But I love you. Oh, do you still not believe me?
I was thinking more about my own feelings.
But you love me too, you said so.
I know I did. Maybe I'm not ready for commitment.
Then I jolly well have to work on you till you are. Yeah. Look, Lizzie, you know I said I was going round to fix Shula's kitchen spotlight? Well, I won't go. I'll tell her to get an electrician in.
Do you think I'm being childish?
Who cares if that's how you feel?
Thinking of the spotlight is probably better if she does get an electrician.
Oh, yes, probably.
Nigel.
Yeah?
Have you still got my ring?
Of course I have.
Did you bring it with you?
Yes, it's in my pocket.
Well, I've brought my finger.
Oh, Lizzie. I say super speech, Richard. Where did you dig up all that stuff about my dissolute youth?
Oh, I have my spies. Oh, no. We've caught a bouquet then, Debbie.
Yes, all right. Only because Lizzie threw it at me.
I did not. You ran 20 yards and dived for it. I've never seen anyone so eager.
Right, that does it. Come on, Richard. Come and get me a drink.
See you in a minute, Nigel.
And how's Mrs. Pargeter?
This Mrs. Pargeter's fine. It's the other one that worries me.
Still no sign of Glasnost on the long-lost sister front.
She obviously wishes Ellen wasn't here. I'm afraid she's going to start drinking.
She's been all right so far.
Under Nelson's strict supervision.
Well, I vaguely knew she had some connection with the theatre, but I had no idea she'd been so successful.
Oh, goodness me, yes. She was very talented. Oh, and she was beautiful, too. I mean, everyone said so.
Really?
Had the lot. Looks, intelligence, talent. It's not fair, is it? The rest of us have to struggle on as best we can.
I know the feeling. Oh, hello, Richard. And Debbie.
Hello.
Have you met Ellen, Nigel's aunt?
Nigel introduced us.
Nice to meet you.
She's just been telling me about Julia's life in the theatre during the war.
Julia was in the theatre?
Yes, and apparently Julia's not her real name at all. That was her stage name.
Her real name's Jo.
Good heavens. And she was an actress?
Well, no, not a straight actress, a dancer mainly. It was the tail end of variety in the early 40s. Well, that's how she met Gerald.
Mr. Pargeter.
Well, she was playing Bridlington, and he was stationed near there with his regiment. He went to see the show and fell madly in love with her.
Sorry to interrupt. Jill, Nigel's cousin wanted to have a word with you.
Oh, yes, of course. Do it.
So how did Julia, well, I mean, Joan, get into the theatre in the first place?
Oh, well, now that's a long story. But you see...
Well, that's him, isn't it? Carlton.
Kenton. Yes, it is. But don't stare. I'm trying to avoid him. Ah, Jill.
I just wanted to thank you for finding such nice wine.
Oh, I'm delighted to meet with your approval.
You know, some of us were allowed to drink it.
Julia, I've just been hearing all about your career in the theatre.
What?
During the war. It sounds fascinating.
Oh, really? And I suppose there's no need to ask who's been telling you. No finishing school. Good Lord, no. Our father was a greengrocer in Lewisham.
Really?
Yes, he had a market stall originally, then got himself a shop. And
I had no idea.
And he wanted us both to do secretarial training. But, of course, I was the boring one, so I did what he wanted. But Joan always had a mind of her own.
Oh, I think she still has.
So she saved up every penny she had and took dancing lessons.
What did your father say?
Well, he wasn't too pleased at first, but he knew he was fighting a losing battle. Well, and it was obvious she was going to make a go of it. Well, she had those legs for one thing. I mean, legs up there. Yeah, she had.
I am going to stop.
Julia, I don't think that will be wise.
Well, in the end, of course, he was very proud of her. Well, we all were. I mean, she was really very, very good. And she had a string of admirers. You never saw the like. I mean, Gerald wasn't the first offer she had, not by a long chalk. Oh, hello, dear. I was just telling everyone...
I know what you were telling them, and I wish you wouldn't.
Oh, but it's only natural to be proud of your famous sister.
Nobody wants to hear about it.
But we do, Mrs. Bargeter. It's fascinating.
You see?
It is none of their business.
Look at Elizabeth. Doesn't she look happy?
Yeah. And it suits her.
Yes. Do you remember when she was little?
How much prettier she looked when she was happy.
Yes. And then... Oh, no.
What? What is it?
Julia, she's on her own. And she's got a bottle.
Richard never gives up, does he?
He certainly doesn't. We're going to have to stop and get rid of these tins.
Just be grateful he didn't have a kipper to put in the engine.
Do you want me to do it?
No. No, I'll do it.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Just, well, it's been quite a day.
It was meant to be.
I think it's all been too much for me.
Oh, I hope not. Come here.
It was all that chasing around, trying to make sure Mummy didn't get drunk.
Yes, I could have done without that.
And then listening to Auntie Ellen's interminable stories. I'm exhausted.
I know how you feel. But it's all over. It's just us now. Just you and me.
I know. I can't believe I could be so happy. And that you've agreed to marry me.
I didn't only agree, I went ahead and did it.
And you won't ever leave me, will you, Lizzie?
No. Never.